Hello there, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly finance news wrap. So grab a cuppa and let's dive in. First off, a roaring success from Motorcycle Holdings. They've posted a remarkable 27% uptick in net profit for the financial year of 2025. A large chunk of this profit can be chalked up to the boom in our e-commerce sector, which saw an eye-popping 59% jump and strategic acquisitions in the industry. However, the wheelie doesn't end there. The firm's sales revenue also accelerated, boasting an 11.6% increase, tallying over $650 million, backed by their recent acquisitions from Peter Stevens and Harley Heaven. Despite a glowing year, there remains room for improvement as the company's return on equity trails behind the industry average at 8.9%. Motorcycle Holdings plans to shift gears and enhance operational efficiency, digital strategies, and sustainable growth in the forthcoming period for a more competitive and comprehensive motorcycle market. Moving gears to banking news now, tie your seatbelts, Australians. Experts from our big four banks are hinting potential a rise in interest rates in 2026. According to Commonwealth Bank, we might be looking at a 0.25% hike already by February. And National Australia Bank doesn't paint a brighter picture either, predicting a total increase of 0.5% by May. These proposed changes are bound to ripple through household budgets and financial planning, pushing up costs of credit and mortgage repayments. We advise you to review your budgets, plan ahead, embrace fixed-rate loans, and most importantly, stay informed. When in doubt, financial advisors can be a beacon guiding through these turbulent waters. In somewhat gloomy news, the Reserve Bank of Australia has recorded a loss for the fourth financial year in a row. The ink has run red to the tune of a $4.2 billion for the 2023-24 fiscal year. This following earlier losses of $6 billion in 2022-23 and a whopping $36.7 billion in 2021-22. These losses, primarily attributed to bond buying programs, may cause ripples in our national reserves and federal budget contributions. This brings to the forefront the need for a revision in our monetary policy strategies to ensure financial stability. Our economic health is considerably influenced by the RBA's operations regarding economic stability, interest rates, and inflation. It's something worth keeping an eye on. Lastly, some good news on the financial literacy front. ANZ's Money Minded program proves it's never too late to learn. The initiative has now empowered over 1.1 million Aussies and others in New Zealand and the Pacific since 2002. The digital confidence module especially is making strides supporting the vulnerable and the aged. The program expands its user base threefold, empowering individuals with financial independence and resilience, which is of essence in such fluctuating economic times. In wrapping up, I'm Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online. For more on these and other stories, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, stay resilient, and most importantly, stay safe. Signing off now, until next Tuesday.